the book Hebrews, part 224. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, I'm thinking about the two keys to the book of Revelations, a four book, nearly 800 pages thick, or any of the other books, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number. Is a +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, as on the top here, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications of all the other studies which you are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you leave there with a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are so very welcome. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Now it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, by exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approach. Now I just read the scripture again where we stopped yesterday morning, because I want to continue with the additional scriptures to back up everything that is said here. Matthew 18 verse 19 and onwards. Matthew 18 verse 19. Again I say to you, if two or three of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now this is Yahushua speaking to his apostles. Again, I, Yahushua, say unto you, the apostles, or us in this 21st century, if two or three of you shall agree on earth, we pray together, astonishing anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. That my, that M, a capital M, is Yahushua speaking, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. The Bible says you pray and you receive not because you are praying wrong. The Bible says whatever you shall ask the Father in my name. We ask the Father in the name of Yahushua that you shall receive. Verse 24, where two or three are gathered together in my name. My capital M, name capital N. Wherever two or three of us are gathered together in my name, the name Yahushua, there I am, there am I in the midst of them. Why? Because the Bible says that Yahweh says he does not live in temples made by hands. And I've said it 1,000 times. He said your bodies is the temple of the Ruach HaKodesh. Where does he live? In my soul's dimension. He doesn't live in my heart. My heart is a blood pump station. Over here. This is where the struggle is. This is where we win the wars, and this is where we lose the wars. This is where the flesh and the spirit wrestles together. And the more we get busy with Bible studies, the lesser the war will be. The lesser the problem outside will be. Why? Because we teach ourselves not to depend upon the flesh, but to be dependable upon the Ruach HaKodesh. So he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, What are we doing? We are breaking bread. Yahushua said to the apostles, go from house to house and break bread. And many a times I've said, he didn't give them a bread that they had to break. Where two or three are gathered in my name, we are busy breaking bread. Two or three, myself and you are two. Myself and the Ruach are two. You with me? I don't need to dress and go to a temple or a synagogue or a church or a cathedral. Right here in the studio. In my bedroom, in my study, in my car, in my office, in my business, wherever we are. There, where we are, as Yahvist, there is the Ruach. There is Yaffa. There is Yahushua. Why? Because they live within us. Not here. Yeah. And the more we are involved in the word, the revelation word, studying the word, the greater the revival, the greater ruling over the works of Satan, the more we come to obedience under the leadership of the Ruach HaKodesh, hallelujah. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Hallelujah. What a promise. What a promise to hear that Yaffa wants to be in our midst. We don't need to make a special appointment. We don't need to drive kilometers and miles. There where you are. There where I am. They're easy. And that makes our spirituality completely different to any other spirituality in the world. Our religion. Different. Because 99% of the different religions are based on what they see. And what they can touch and what they can smell. That they can experience. Our religion is not built upon what we see and what we can touch and what we can smell. Our religion is built upon faith. And you can go and study Hebrews 11, the whole chapter Hebrews 11. To find out what is faith. There in Hebrews chapter 11, from verse 1 onwards, it says, the faith is like. And he used different examples. People who had a close walk with Yaffa. Different situations. He's referring to things that Yahushua has said and done. And all of those are things that we can apply to our modern age where we are living in 2025. We can make all of that part of what we believe today and why we believe it. Although we've never seen it. In 2,000 years, well, more than 2,000 years of time, we never touched it. But we have experienced it. It's so real that we can basically touch it. Why? It's faith. Faith is different to any other thing that exists in the spiritual world. It says here in Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, now you must listen. Now you must tie your seatbelt. For if we sin willfully, after that we who are your first, who are bride of the father of the bride of Yahushua, have received the knowledge of the truth. The truth, the faith. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. Why not? Because Yahushua has paid the total price. Now, a lot of people believe in the teaching of once saved, always saved. There's no scripture like that. The Bible says all have sinned, but through the grace of Yahushua, the redemption grace, we are saved. And once we come to repentance, we've been immersed in the name of Yahushua. We need to follow the road of holiness the rest of our lives. Commitment, completion, so our eyes on the goal. Till the day that we die. If we turn back to sin, if we turn back to our sinful lives, if we reject the knowledge of the truth, the revelation word of Yahweh, there remains no more sacrifice for the sins. Why? Because Yahushua on the cross of Golgotha, he paid the full price. But actually, I see something else. I've got it in brackets here. Do not mess with the blood of grace. Once you came to repentance and be immersed and walking a faithful road, a life of dedication in the Ruach HaKodesh, do not mess with sin. Messing with sin, you mess with the blood of grace. And that will bring the wrath of Yahweh unto your life. Bible says like a dog, it turns to his own vomiting and he eats from it. Disgusting. Disgusting. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fury indignation. It's like a fire. It's like a fire. If you do that, if you turn from the grace of Yahushua, your end destination will be fire. The judgment and fury indignation. We shall devour the adversary. Satan is going to be cast. Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist, the ungodly trinity, they are going to be cast into the lake of fire. They will be devoured. They will be in hell forever and ever. Verse 28, He, according to the Old Testament, look at my fingers. He, according to the Old Testament, that despised Moses' law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now, if this scripture in Hebrews 10:28 is true, which it is, it means that people in the time of Moses who despised the 613 laws of Moses, which were partly the circumcision and Sabbath and the feast and the moons, and they died without mercy. They were cast out under the fellowship of the Israelites, under the witness of two or three. They were destined to die. They were destined to die. Now he says in verse 29, Hebrews 10:29, how much sorer punishment suppose ye, shall he or she be flew worthy, who had eroded underfoot the son of Yahweh, who turned away from the grace of Yahushua? Apostle Paul is asking a question. He's using the 613 laws of Moses to say that by dispersing Moses' law, despising Moses' law, it brought death unto them. How much more do you think those who trampled the grace of Yahushua, who disgraced and disregarded the revelation grace of Yahushua, and have counted the blood of the covenants, wherewith he, that he is a capital H, it's Yahushua, was sanctified, an whole unholy thing, and have done despite unto the spirit of grace, is the grace of the word, which is Yahushua. If rejecting the only some of the laws of Moses, you don't need to reject 613 laws, but by the witnesses of two or three. I'm so glad that we today are living in the time of grace. And today in 2025, it's grace upon grace. Let us not mess with grace, but hold firm and fast unto it. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.